Quite a number of things have been done to help solve traffic problems in Singapore. For example, motorists must buy a special pass if they want to drive into the downtown business district. They can go into the business district only if they have the pass displayed on their windshield. Another thing Singapore has done is to make it more difficult to buy cars. People have to apply for a certificate if they want to buy a car, and the number of certificates is limited. Not everyone can get one. There is also a high tax on cars, so it costs 3 or 4 times as much to buy a car in Singapore as it does in, say, the United States or Canada. The other thing Singapore has done is to build an excellent public transportation system. Their subway system is one of the best in the world, and there is also a very good taxi and bus system.
This is kind of a funny story. I was in Panama City and had a layover between flights. I'd arrived at about 6 p.m., and my flight out wasn't until about 8:30. Well, my flight was delayed. And delayed. It got really crowded at the departure gate. I was getting tired, and there were so many people around. I hate crowds. So I went to sit away from the departure gate to escape the crowds. I was reading my newspaper and feeling drowsy. I wish I'd slept on the flight to Panama. Anyway, the next thing I know, I wake up, and there's no one around. The crowd is gone. I'd fallen asleep and missed my flight. They must have made lots of announcements, and I missed them all. Boy, did I feel stupid. I had to stay in Panama City overnight and catch a flight out the next morning.
You'll probably be surprised to hear what I did. I was on a business trip. The flight was a long one, and when I arrived at my destination, I was eager to get my bags and get to my hotel to relax. Well, you know, they always tell you to be careful to get the right bag, but I was in a hurry. You can guess what happened. My black suitcase looked just like every other one, so I picked up someone else's. I didn't realize my mistake until I got to the hotel. Well, I immediately called the airport, and fortunately, it all worked out. I had to go back to the airport, though, to pick up my suitcase and return the other one. And of course, I also had to apologize. If only I'd checked the name tag more carefully. It's funny. This sort of thing almost never happens to me when I travel.
Have I ever made any bad decisions? Me? Oh yeah, all the time. I made a terrible decision just the other day. My next-door neighbor knocked on my door and said she was going to visit her sister in Canada for a week, so could I feed her cat while she was away? I didn't know her very well, but she said the person who usually takes care of her cat couldn't do it this time. And without even thinking about it, I said I'd help her. Now, for me, this was just a terrible decision. I mean, for one thing, I'm allergic to cats. I mean, really allergic. And also, I knew I was going to be really busy at work. I mean, really busy, and there was no way I'd have time to take care of it properly. And on top of that, I'm a really absent-minded person in general. I forget stuff all the time. That's why I don't have a cat of my own. I don't have any pets. I don't even have a plant. But my neighbor just made me feel like I had to help, I guess. So I agreed to do it. And the problems started right away. I was supposed to start feeding the cat on Thursday morning, but I just forgot to do it. I should have marked my calendar so I wouldn't forget, but I didn't. I mean, I told myself to mark that calendar, but I just never did. The next thing I knew, it was Thursday afternoon, and I was in the middle of a meeting at work, and suddenly I remembered. So I had to leave work early to go home and feed the cat. Then, the next day, I knew I needed to leave work on time to catch the train home and feed the cat. But my boss said I had to stay late to finish this report. So I missed that train, and the next one didn't come for an hour. When I finally got home, the cat was okay, luckily. But he was pretty hungry, and he was mad at me, I guess, because he scratched me. Then it was the weekend. I brought the cat over to my own apartment. I thought it would be easier to remember it that way. But I really shouldn't have done that because of my allergies. I remembered to feed the cat, but I was sneezing all weekend.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming. I know that you're all busy studying for finals and finishing your projects. I hope coming here so early this morning hasn't been too stressful for you. I'll be talking about the causes of stress for college students. Then I have some suggestions for dealing with stress. We'll end with a short relaxation activity. One cause of stress that I probably don't need to tell you about is not having enough money most of the time. This affects so much of your life on campus. Do you buy a book that you need, or do you reward yourself for all your hard work by going out for a good meal? Now, this is a pretty obvious one. Some of you may, in fact, be dealing with this already by working part-time. This leads me to another major cause of stress in students: trying to juggle going to classes, keeping up with coursework, studying for exams, and working. Some of us also try to fit in a social life. There are, of course, other causes of stress for students. You may be studying too much. You may not be getting enough physical exercise. You may not be eating the right food. So, how do you handle stress? I've got a few suggestions. First, find a physical activity that you enjoy and make time for it. For example, playing tennis, going for a walk, swimming, anything that gets you moving. Secondly, organize your time and set reasonable goals that can be accomplished. Third, don't make unnecessary appointments or impossible deadlines. Learn to say no. Number four, make time to relax. Create opportunities when you can relax your entire mind and body. Time to just chill out. 5. Eat breakfast and try to space your meals evenly throughout the day. Don't drink too much coffee. And 6. Learn to develop a sense of humor about yourself and your problems. Now, we're going to try that relaxation activity.
It just totally crashed. It's really, really annoying. I mean, it's only little, but it just suddenly, I don't know, all those little biddly lines came up and I've just lost absolutely everything.
So your whole computer crashed?
The whole thing. It's really annoying. I didn't even back it up.
So what does back it up mean?
Computer. Well, you apparently can get little discs, like hard drives, and you stick it in and then you can save the whole of your computer content onto this disc. And yeah. I didn't. So I've lost
everything.
Yeah. It's like 5 years of work. It's just a nightmare. I just hate computers.
So hang on a minute. Have you taken it into an IT person?
Yeah, but they can't do anything because I've basically overjammed it. So it's just malfunctioned. Like you can't retrieve it back because it's just died.
Can't they go and take the hard drive? Obviously the computer's not going to work, but take the hard drive out of the computer with all the stuff in it, and then when you get a new computer, you can plug that into the.
I'm not ever buying a new computer.
How can you survive without a computer?
You're going to be weeks without Facebook, Emily. How are you going to cope?
Ben, don't be so silly. I hate Facebook anyway.
Well, how can you hate Facebook? It's revolutionised the way we live.
What?
You can't avoid seeing everyone's updates, can you?
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes you get invitations to things like a million times over, but still, I get to, like, I've made friends from all around the world and I speak to
them
through Facebook.
Friends?
Yeah, of course they are.
They're not. Who has 300, 400 friends that they keep up with? I'm sorry, Vince. It's slightly extreme.
Yeah, but the people that I can't see every day, like my friends in Australia, I keep in contact with them. Through Facebook.
Yeah, but are you on it every day? But some people are on it all the time, every single hour, on their mobiles, on the internet, at work.
But sometimes it's used as a work tool as well. You have work colleagues on your Facebook.
I just hate the whole internet social networking thing. I think it's so sterile and impersonal that you don't have any actual interaction. Everything is done through this screen.
Yeah, I agree. What's the problem with going around and speaking to someone, having a cup of tea?
What if they're
speaking on the phone?
What if you can't physically do that? You have to catch like 3 million buses and like a plane or a boat or something. What if you can't do that?
That's Vince. You don't.
What's the difference between calling them and like?
You're hearing their voice. You're actually talking to them.
You can use Skype.
Yeah, but emails. Okay, that they're a great invention, and it's great that we can keep in touch with each other. But
it's gone too far.
It has gone too far, and I think you know, you're at work and you want to switch off. It's a Friday, it's 5:30 on a Friday, and you just want to forget work totally. Yeah. But now, with social networking, with emails, everything is at your fingertips.
And everything is, the grass is always greener. So if you're doing something with one person, you're checking your phone to see what's going on somewhere else, or somebody else's.
Yeah, you need to be kept in the loop.
But why? Why can't you just be in the moment?
You just want to forget. I just want to forget work. But I've got someone emailing me about something that's not relevant until Monday. You just want to switch off. But because you're always constantly thinking, oh, maybe I should check my emails if that person's replied. You get a reply and you think, oh, maybe I ought to deal with it.
Exist, then
okay.
You wouldn't have the problem.
Okay, well, I agree. Here's a scenario. Say you have a night out, but you have to do to various things on that night out. Like, say someone's birthday, someone's anniversary, someone is having a stag do or a hen do, or, you know, they're a bachelor or bachelorette party. Okay, and you need to go to all of these things. And
you can't physically go to all of those things.
Yeah, you can. If you go to one in earlier in the evening, then you can do it. But
then
if
you're just spreading yourself thinly all over the place. Why
of
don't
course,
you just,
but you need to. You can't let people down. And I think social network sites help you keep in contact with people. Okay, where are we going to meet? What are we going to do? Those kind of things.